Christ is risen. We read now in this time after Easter from the Gospel of St. John. And St. John says that many of the things he recorded, he says about these stories that there are signs which Christ gave us, or he performed to give us some kind of understanding. This curing of this man who was sick for so many years is really a sign of something what was coming at the time and what is the reality now. There are so many people there, and God, Jesus Christ, cured that man to make a sign that in him we can come to full health. The people over there, they were waiting for a miracle, and they were hoping that they will be cured. They're waiting for this angel coming down and to stir the water, and first one who came in was to the water, so was cured, and they were waiting there for many years as that man who had nobody who would put him to the water at the time. But Christ cured him as a sign, and he said, you don't need these miracles because you have me, and in me you can find perfect health, this wholeness of life. And we feel that we need that, because very simple, if we see our life, if we see life of this world, but especially if we are with our own state of our heart, we see so many things which are paralyzed in us. We know the truth. We know what is right, what is bad. We know our weaknesses. We know our bad habits we cannot remove from our life. We see our weakness in following Christ and giving good testimony. And we feel that despite of this knowledge, we are not able to follow that completely. And even more, we realize that there is probably bigger gap because between us and this life in Christ, because when we read life of saints and compare our life with them, we feel that they knew something what we still miss. They had something in their heart and souls. We have no idea, and we don't understand. It's a mystery for us. And because all those things, we feel that we are sometimes lame, that we can walk on God's path. We are blind, but then we try to see truth, and we are not able to see that. That we are like this paralyzed man, that we cannot move in right direction, even we feel or know the way. So we need this Christ. We need him to be with us, may we are healed. And he does that to everybody who wants that. This is why we came today. We came here to hear his question. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed from these things which paralyze you, make you blind, lame, not able to hear? Do you want to get real life in me? This is a question he gives us always when he comes to here, because he is here and he is going to join us through Holy Communion. Do you want to be healed? And this is very important questions. And what is more important question is, what is our answer? What do we want? Do we really want this healing? I read recently one comment, you know, and it fits here. This comment was about touching a life in the church or life or situation in present church. And that man in this comment made a comparison with that there was a man who suffered a lot because he was sick, and he came to doctor, and doctor said, well, you know, you are very sick, you feel horrible, you feel pain, you know, have some morphine, I give you some morphine, you know. He gave him morphine, and that person felt much better. Nothing, everything was gone, pain was gone. He was like in a good spirit. I said, it's great, you know, it's wonderful. You know, just give me this morphine, it's fine, I will take it, and I will feel well. And he said, sometimes we expect from church do the same. We come to church and we ask, and we looking in the church to find this false medicine. Just make me feel well and good. Even this sickness is still there. This is the way how we approach in present time to the church. We approach church not to heal us through God's grace. We approach church to make us happy, to give this some kind of this drug. Maybe forget and we don't think about our inner problems. But this morphine didn't save life of the person. Maybe he removed for a while these problems, you know, which he had. But this doctor didn't heal the man. Sometimes there is a needed surgery. It means to cut the body and to remove or fix what is broken. Sometimes we need to take bitter pills or treatments. Sometimes we have to change our lifestyle if we want to get healthy. And the same thing, through the same thing, similar thing, God works. We come here and He asks us, do you want to be healed? And if we answer, yes, of course, I want to be whole, I want to be holy, I want to really be perfect as you created me. Then we hear gospel, do this. And we say, oh no, this is difficult. Or He says, do this. And we say, oh no, this is too radical. Who lives now like this? Or He says, He gives another advice. I said, are you serious? I'm not going to do this. Probably don't say this way. But many times we act this way because we don't want to be changed. We want many times this healing from God, but without any change in our life. And this is resistance to God's grace. And we cannot be healed. God gives us Himself. He comes to us. And the sign He made on this man, through this healing of this man, it's a sign for us that He wants to heal all of us. That He doesn't come to give us some kind of false drug which can cover our problems. He said, I am going to give you treatment which can make you whole if you want that. If you take my pills, if you follow my words. And it is up to us. If we have time, well, it will be easy for me to offer you many stories of people who made this step. They accepted this God's offer of healing and how their lives were changed. But I don't think this is necessary because we know that. In depth of our hearts, we know that this healing would happen in us if we follow God's words, if we follow His advices. We know that. And we know that we are paralyzed because we don't want to change our life in order to follow this path. Today, probably, if we want to be healed, we should ask Him for this grace. Oh Lord, give me this grace. Heal this my ability to want what you want, to be open to your grace. And give me courage to change ways of my life. May your grace can make me whole, make me healthy, make me holy. Amen.